Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Clement, for the excellent update. Actually, maybe I can start on that last question that you raised, just to remind delegates that we are also looking at pictograms and those aspects mm-hmm. in a later agenda item, and we will have some proposals to discuss on the way forward for this group or for other activities going forward. So I think we will definitely have quite a bit to say on that in probably tomorrow, I think it is, on the timescales. If I may, just to ask a couple of questions and build on what Clément has said, the work that you were mentioning in terms of climate change is fundamental also to the stations, as you have mentioned. I will, as I plugged before another group of experts, I will plug another group of experts now, and we have delegates here who participate in that group of experts as well. We are looking in great detail at climate change impacts on transport infrastructure, and there's a group of experts specifically on that, to which I think UIC, and maybe someone will help, but there is UIC participation in that group. I'm looking over there if somebody knows. No, I'm not getting any nods, but I think there is UIC participation. I can't remember who it is, but I will check and come back to you on that. We also have recently entered into a memorandum with UEFA on a number of issues, one of which being mobility. So maybe there is an opportunity there that we can create some synergies in on that. But the work that you mentioned on railways and the movement of supporters and team is of fundamental importance. What we have been discussing with them has been more focused on what happens when the supporters get to the city. So there are clearly quite a few synergies that are available there on that front. My question, I think, comes back to your first point on the categorization. Noting that we have sort of approached this in the work of the group of experts here, and we will see when we come to that in the next agenda item. And we're discussing this primary, secondary international railway passenger hubs issue. The question is really to what extent, well, where do you see this going from the point of view from your work? Because I note they are very different in different countries, as you have mentioned. And often this is one of the things that the national operators, whether it be station manager, infrastructure manager, whoever it happens to be, often push back on any sort of harmonization of these sorts of things. So I think, as I said, the question is really, where do you see that work going in the future in terms of this potential categorization of the stations? Thank you.